Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Henderson cranks it to deep right field. It's off the very top of the wall. Here come both runners. Gunner's in safely. It's a two-run double. He's got four RBIs in extra innings, and the Orioles have four and counting in the 11th.
I don't know if I get super stressed out. I stay pretty level in a lot of ways. For me, it's just trying to figure out the solutions to all the problems that are going to come that we don't know are there yet. So you're sitting there just praying that we don't lose Gary and what that's going to look like if we do. You're trying to figure out if there's going to be where the double switch is going to land, if we're going to do it, if we're going to need it. A little bit of disbelief at times, you know, even both on offense and when we're throwing the ball on defense too. So, you know, that's just that's kind of a classic. You know, I told Klimek there in the, I think it was the 11th, I said, hey, man, we're going to be talking about this one in the next 10 years.
I felt like I had some good at-bats or some tough pitches that I took, but ultimately it came through at the end, and hats off to the guys for stringing it together at the end.
Gunnar Henderson, extra inning hero for the Orioles last night. Four ribbies in the 10th and 11th inning as the Orioles beat the Texas Rangers 10-6. Opener of that three-game series, longer than we anticipated because Trevor Rogers was dealing. And you heard Manzo talking about the double switching and having to put Rogers in there because Trump got hurt. He's probably going on the IL. And when he got hurt, Sanchez had to move from DH to catcher, which means you lose your DH. So your pitchers have to hit and all that good stuff. But did you know Rob Long's having a housewarming party?
Wow.
Yeah. That's what they were just talking about. I wasn't invited. Were you invited?
No.
Oh, man. I did tell him I wouldn't come anyway. If I got to pay tolls to see a parent, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or go on vacation. Nah, we're just joking. But Rob's like, I'm not having a housewarming party.
Yeah.
I was like, be honest with you, dude. I didn't know that you were. And obviously, we weren't going to be invited to it in the first place.
Yeah.
So we'll get that out of the way. And real quick, before we get to the game, and it was an epic game and an exciting game and a much-needed win because Jacob DeGrom is pitching tonight against Brandon Young, so advantage Texas. So you win the opener, you could still maybe win. They play the game tonight, so you never know what's going to happen, but you assume tomorrow would be a good chance to get yet another series win. But Vinny's back. Charlie was drafted. We talked about it yesterday by the Carolina Panthers. And Nolan is back from Nashville. So quick draw, how you feeling over there?
I'm feeling great. I think I'm recovered. There were some concerns. there were some concerns last Wednesday about what shape I was in after being out of drinking shape, as I put it. But when you're a star player, you don't need spring training.
Wow.
You don't need a preseason.
Ooh.
The All-Stars pick up where they left off.
Wow.
No rust. No rust. Minimal hangovers. I was killing it.
All right.
I was stunned, quite frankly.
How was the food?
Good. Did the hot chicken. underestimated the spice level there. That might have been my biggest.
Forget about that. Let's get back to the booze in here. So where would you rate yourself in regards to levels of that? You know what I mean?
If it's what, out of 10?
Yeah.
At my peak, I'll be modest, 7.
Okay.
I'm not a hero by any means here. Not the greatest of all time.
Yeah, but nobody's trying to be a hero. You're just having a little fun.
Right.
And things,
I would say,
days become long before you know that days become long. But you had been kind of on the shelf in regards to that level of imbibing.
The doubters were very loud. They said, I don't think he's got it.
Even your party crew?
At times.
Yes.
I showed them.
Well, look at you. Wow. Not in any of these guys... get inebriated to the point where you could call scoreboard. You questioned my drinking abilities and you're puking.
That's what I'm saying.
You're sleeping till 12 o'clock the next day when we got plans.
No vomiting.
That sort of thing.
First up in the morning every day. Spry young chick. I was rocking and rolling.
Well,
man.
Nolan McGraw, congratulations on that sort of accomplishment in Nashville. He met famous people, we think. He was talking about one of them. I can't remember who the hell he was talking about. But anyway, we'll get to that when we get to the fun house here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Pick a song. We'll play it loud. It goes to 12-410-583-1057 is the number. But getting back to the game last night, Trevor Rogers outstanding. Then the command took a hike on him. Nolan, you and I, because Vinny didn't have power, we were watching the game. And I'm like, this guy's, he's going to continue the gems that he's been twirling here. Except for that one debacle against Tampa, where he was getting squeezed that day, too. He's going to come out of here and do what he had to do. Control got a little out of control. Simeon hit a blast into the second deck there in Texas. Made it a 3-2 game. And then, obviously, Manzolino felt as though he was running out of gas. And, you know, Dominguez came in and did what he had to do. Then he walks a batter. And then all hell breaks loose as Sanchez, who's swinging an extremely hot bat. Let's stress. You thought them wings were hot or whatever the hell you were eating? That bat is hot for Gary Sanchez. The glove, however, not so much. Now, he was forced into the role. Adley's on the IL. Maverick Hanley's on the IL. It is what it is. Trump, he hits a liner up the middle. He's good wood, but he strained his back on the swing. So he leaves after another inning. He gave it the old college try, just couldn't go any longer. Ball hits the helmet. Ricochets in the center field, or left center. Mullins throws it to Jackson Holliday, who throws a perfect throw. It's on the ground. You got a little scoop action. But Sanchez looked so futile back there. And he was defeated as the runner's scoring. It was like, oh, my God. Of all the ways we've seen the Orioles lose games this year, and there have been some pretty – we were talking about it Friday with Ryan Ripken – some pretty unimpressive ones. I'm like, really? This is where we're going to go? All of a sudden, this is a dominant performance that's going to turn into yet another debacle. And then they take a 3-run lead in the 10th inning. Gunner goes yard. Guy called him a singles hitter yesterday. He's got 3 home runs in his last, 10 games or whatever. And that thing was 400-some feet. Couser hits an absolute bomb. And then Aiken gives up the home run. I thought it was a little Garcia, a little overplayed the significance of it, you would think. Flips the bat, he's flexing and all that. Then they wound up losing the game. But Sanchez, and it's just like, Hellman comes in, ball bounces off the glove, and he's just, ball trickles up towards the Orioles dugout. And I'm like, he's out, right?
I was already celebrating.
I was ready for the replay. And then come to find out he never even caught the ball in the first place.
Right. And it's so disappointing because you led off with the biggest point here is that he's actually contributing offensively. And not just contributing. I mean, he's had some really big swings for the Orioles over the past couple weeks. So the fact that he's kind of hurting himself in that regard, he's taking away from all the good he's doing and hurting the team defensively, it's extremely frustrating. And the first thing I thought of when that ball gets away, camera pans over to Tony Mansellino in the dugout. his comments from the last time this happened with Sanchez behind the plate, saying, man, one of these has got to go our way eventually. Well, we're still waiting.
Well, hey, Gunner, we heard Gunner, too, as we said, he's on fire. He was bitching and complaining about the strikeout in the first inning. That ball was right down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now the umpire was a little scattered with the strike zone. I mean, Trevor Rogers, I don't think that ball like made it 60 feet, 6 inches, and he rung him up. But Gunner was in the ambulance a little bit early, but he did heat up late. So end of June, Orioles have a winning month. They win the opener of this series. A lot of drama involved in it. Unfortunately, Epling goes on the IL. He hurts his back Saturday. Maybe watching all them balls flying out of the stadium, whatever it was. And then Morton gets, who was scheduled to pitch tonight, he gets pushed to Friday with elbow tendonitis, which is the last thing you want to hear. Cade Povich, he leaves his outing last night. His hip's sore, which is why he's on the IL in the first place. Mateo, who's on the IL with an elbow, he leaves with a hammy last night. I guess the good news is Tyler O'Neill's moving from Chesapeake up to Norfolk. And Manzo said that he's probably going to hit the next phase of said road trip. But, man, the injuries, and we can look for reasons, excuses, but the Orioles have been kind of clobbered with the injury bug in a big, big way.
Well, especially catcher. I mean, now you're really in a pinch. I don't even know who's left. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, try to keep up with this team and this roster, but I have no idea who's going to get the call here to be the backup behind Sanchez at this point. And they're saying with Adley, we're trying to be as optimistic as possible that shortly after the All-Star break is the latest we're hearing. I mean, that's best case scenario.
He's going to start baseball activities soon.
Well, he's throwing, but he's not swinging the bat.
Yeah.
And that's the big one. So
let me ask both of you guys, because there's 25 games, Bob, till July 30th. They go 15 and 10, 52 and 57. Does that cut it?
It's all about games back of the wild card. Not games under 500, because right now that's, you could be 3-4 games over 500 and make the playoffs. I think it's all about the wild card, what injury situations they have. Was Eplin going on the IL for the second time this year? His trade value's probably not as strong as it was, say, in April when he was pitching well. So it's a quandary for Mike Elias, who did not, he met with the media, print media on Saturday, I believe it was, didn't commit one way or another to what he still feels as though they got a chance to get back into it. They don't want to sell, certainly not full on sell, but as Steve Molesky said yesterday, you can buy and sell at the same time. They're not breaking up the minor league system to bring in a guy that's not going to help them do anything this year. Another question asked was spending some dough in the offseason, and he was kind of reluctant to get into that too, because you got a lot of guys on expiring contracts, and he didn't. I mean, he's talking about, you know, worrying about the players that are still in the clubhouse, but, you know, he's going to be given an opportunity to spend. Is he going to be willing to do so? And is he finally going to pull the trigger on a long-term extension? But let's keep it real too. Gunnar Henderson's not signing before he hits free agency. So you're going to have to accept that, deal with that, whether we like it or not. Unless Rubenstein comes out with this offer, Luca Brasi, Don Corleone, offer you can't refuse sort of thing. I mean, Scott Boras maximizes that thing. Same with Jackson Holliday. Now, at this stage of Adley's career, first time on the IL, coming back 27 years old, I mean, are you willing to go long-term? Long-term meaning five or above to keep him around.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of calmed down on the long-term extension stuff at this point, just with the way the season's gone and guys being so inconsistent on an individual level and really the state of the team. To me, things should be more about the in-season deadline. I mean, we'll deal with the headache or potential headache of free agency when we get there and what that looks like. And you're right. I mean, we obviously hope that they're going to spend, but a lot of important moves can happen before then that could set you up for, all right, what do we need to do in free agency? And I agree. I mean, look, Sagano, his stock's gone down. Eflin's gone down. Your available pieces to potentially sell off has seemingly shrunk. So we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah, even a Mountcastle.
Yeah.
Or a Cedric Mullins, for that matter.
I mean,
what are you really getting?
I mean, O'Hearn seems like the only guy.
Sanchez, no. Somebody wants a bat.
Possibly. You're not getting a top 10 prospect, but... You know, 2 months ago, we're like, just get rid of this guy.
Right.
You know, and now you might be able to get something with a pulse for that. We'll talk about the MLB draft, by the way, coming up in a couple of weeks with Peter Flaherty from Baseball America. We got a lot to get to. You know, 2 weeks from today, today's July 1st, unbelievably.
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks from today, rookies report to Owings Mills. 3 weeks from today, veterans report to Owings Mills. And that means the day after that, 22 days from now, training camp starts. There was a big trade in the NFL yesterday. We talked about it. Pittsburgh's kind of getting roasted because of the salary ramifications, but the money's involved and all that. We'll get into that and more. Speaking of monies, the NBA free agency started yesterday. A former Loyola Greyhound got paid handsomely. We'll get into that and more during the whip around. It's Vinny Haney, Nolan McGraw. We're back together. It's Turn It Up Tuesday here on The Fan, July 1st. Get out of here.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now you get DeGrom. And remember the last time the Orioles faced him last week, Oriole Park, Camden Yards. He had a perfect game through six inning, no hitter into the eighth. Orioles will try to be a little more competitive against him because he's a really, really good pitcher, and Brandon Young's on the hill. And I'm guessing that Manzolino's going to have to go deep into the bullpen. So we shall see if it's a safe situation. Batista's pitched two games in a row. Will he be available to hit the post? Dominguez pitched yesterday. So it's going to be an interesting thing to follow along. As we say oftentimes, it's not against the rules to, like, score five runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. But obviously the task is pretty tough tonight against one of the best pitchers of this generation. And the Orioles saw it up close and personal last week. Ravens, as we said, 2 weeks away from rookies reporting. To me, it's mind-boggling. It really is.
Yeah.
And then the veterans a week after that. And then you have the start of training camp, which means we get into the Hall of Fame inductions. We get into the joint practices. Then the preseason comes along. And then before you know it, we're talking about the Ravens and Bills on a Sunday night rematch of last year's heartbreaking loss for the Baltimore Ravens. And then, well, who knows what the Orioles are going to look like at that point in time. We'll be creeping closer to kickoff at college football. And even though the NBA and the NHL just ended within the last week or two, about August, September, they'll be back in practice. So it's an insanity thing. The passage of time is kind of frustrating, but it's kind of cool. We're in the dog days of summer. However, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Real quick NBA news before we get to the phones. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Oklahoma City, $285 million.
So that's like $70 million a year.
Supermax. So good for him. Well, you're the finals MVP, you're the league MVP, and your team wins the championship. You've been a stud for the last couple of years. Well,
more power to
it. It's within the rules of the NBA, and go take advantage of what you got, and that's a team that should be loaded for quite some time. Let's get out to the phones. Let's go get Harry in Owings Mills. Harry, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you all this fine day?
All right.
Good. A sports purist and, you know, understanding the process of sports and knowing how difficult it would be for the Orioles to actually, you know, really get in wild card contention and maybe make the playoffs. It's tough. But as a fan, you grasp every straw that you can or any thread that you can of hope that they can, you know, actually get that done. Because you look at things like, well, hey, the trade deadline is not until July 31. 6 p.m. And, you know, you see games that they lose, like, of course, the game they lost after leading Tampa 8-0, the one they lost to the Rangers where they were being no hit for six innings. They came back to take a one-run lead, and Soto walks the first guy he faces. And then the game against the Yankees where Jackson Holliday got picked off first inning as a run we could have used could have helped us get that win to win that series in New York. And I'm looking at the game last night, and I'm like, here we go again. Again, you know, can we get this right? And they did. They finally got it right. They hung tough, and they came up with a great victory. And you're right, it's going to be tough tonight against Jacob DeGrom. I just think the bigger issue is Brandon Young going against him. And that's what's really going to be tough. But moving on to the Ravens real quick, and maybe I'm wearing purple glasses, but I think the Ravens is possible. Their team is so good, so deep. I think it's the best team that the Ravens have ever had.
I'm with you on that one, Harry. Except for that guy swinging the leg.
That's exactly right.
That is the concern. So you better score a whole lot of points so it doesn't come down to him. And if maybe they could go undefeated throughout the season. It's possible. I know they have some tough games at Kansas City starting off at Buffalo, but I'm not concerned at Buffalo. And I think they'll do just fine. So, but gentlemen, thank you for taking my call.
Harry.
And Vinny and Bob, you all have a great day. And
you
thank
too.
You, Nolan. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Harry. Have a great fourth if we don't talk to you. But yeah, we've talked about it here on the show. You look at this Ravens roster, they've got young, talented players at every level of the team. There's deep depth, to borrow an Earl Weaver phrase, baseball term, but you get the point. I mean, that's a loaded stacked ball club. And in my opinion, it is the most talented team the Ravens have ever, certainly during the Harbaugh era.
No doubt. No doubt about it. And Bob, you know, he was talking about the kicker, the pressure. The thing is, all right, we say pressure kick at the end of a game. How about, because there's a lot of pressure kicks during the game, you know, that maybe it puts you up three or put, you know, that type of stuff. You know, I mean, not only, you know, I mean, making it at the end of the game, yeah, that'll be critical. But like right at the end of the half or something like that. Or, you know, if you're missing a 45-yard field goal during just say the second quarter, look at the field position they're getting, you know, that kind of stuff. So he's going to have critical kicks. He's got to be, what would you say, Bob? He's got to be 88 to 92% for the season, I would think.
Ooh, that's pretty high level percentage. Tucker was 31 of 34 his rookie season and kicked a game-winning field goal in a playoff game. But to your point, say you have 8-minute drive.
Right.
All right, you struggle in the red zone. Maybe they get a holding call or something dopey, which they've been prone to do.
Yep.
And he misses a field goal and you come out with donut. Yeah. And that could be middle of the first quarter or second quarter, where Tucker, for years, for the most part, was pretty much automatic. Tucker would get up, and we'll all agree, and I'm sure most of our listeners as well, 42-yard field goal, crack a beer, go take a whiz. You know what I mean? You come back 3-0 Baltimore, or 6-3, 10-7, whatever it is.
Well, plus, let's just say, all right, let's say Bobbin, he misses in the first quarter. All right, then Harbs, you know, that's in his mind. All right, on fourth down, let's keep Lamar out. You know, I mean, that changes his whole thinking for the rest of the game. Like, I can't count on that, you know, and I need those 3 points. Am I better off, you know, do I have just as good a chance of getting a first down and trying to get a touchdown? You know, so that'll play into it a lot. You know, and we heard Jonas, what, last week or whatever, say, you know, the biggest news story, the whole camp, starting, Bob, the 23rd, the first thing we'll talk about is, did he make kicks today?
Sure.
I mean, that's what we're going to be talking about the whole camp.
And he'll be kicking away for a week before anybody shows up to see what he's been doing, too.
No doubt.
So, yeah, he's going to be under scrutiny. Tyler Loop, the Looper. And we talked about it. Ravens are probably maybe going to be bringing in a veteran kicker. I mean, they have two guys now, two rookies, one with a big leg, one extremely accurate. So we'll see how this all unfolds. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan, Nolan McGraw, Rob and Ryan. If you're on the phones, which you are, hang tight. You want to get in, you can. It's Sport Depth 583-1057. Orioles did win maybe the most exciting game of the 2025 season, because they took defeat from the jaws of victory twice and still wound up winning the game. So they should be commended for that. And Gunnar Henderson starting to heat up all of a sudden.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kevin Allstriker, USA Today Ravens wire, joins us 11 o'clock, and we'll preview the upcoming MLB draft with Peter Flaherty from Baseball America. Orioles have the 19th pick. Could this be the year that Mike Elias spends his first round pick, and they have 30 and 31 too, on a pitcher, preferably the college persuasion, who gets here a little quicker. But most mock drafts say no, that's not going to be the case. But we'll talk to Peter about that. Speaking of the Orioles, they win last night. Dramatic win, 10-6 in 11 innings. Busted out the whipping sticks. There were some crazy plays on both sides of said baseball. Let's get out to the phones. It's Rob in Bel Air. Rob, thanks for holding. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Hey, Vinny. Congratulations on Charlie. That was really cool, man.
Thank you.
And we are now Carolina fans now. So when the Capitals play them, but living in Bel Air, I could also go to when the Flyers play them now. So it's pretty cool that he made that. That's incredible. Second round, correct?
Yes.
Now, how does that work? Does he still is playing another year at Penn State?
Yes.
Or is he – okay.
Yep. Yep.
So the following, he'll be playing for them. Okay, great.
Does he have 2 years of eligibility left or just one?
He'll be just a sophomore.
Yeah, so he could stay a couple more years if he wanted to. Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool. Hey, real quick on the Orioles, and I'm going to get to the Ravens. But the Orioles, is the team at Norfolk on standby right now? Because, you know how the old talk is, the coach used to bring the player in and congratulations, you made it to the major leagues. Now it seems like with all the injuries, everybody's going to almost be going from Norfolk up to the Orioles the way things are going. I mean, that is a hurt team, Bob.
And all the rehabbing guys, they're getting hurt again, too. And, you know, Westberg's been out since the weekend because of the finger. And if he doesn't play tonight, then what do? You put him back on the IL where he just came from. Look, they've been bad in a lot of areas. I mean, they've earned this last place finish. But we cannot diminish, Rob,
the
way the injuries have impacted this team, for sure. The team that Mike Elias envisioned when he put it together going into Sarasota has never been on the field at the same time.
Right. But, you know, now you have pitchers injured again now. So that makes it even more fun to pull these other pitchers up. But I want to talk about real quick, Vinny, the Ravens with special teams. Now, Mitchell is going to be the kickoff. It's probably going to be the guy who runs the ball. It is going to be the kickoff guy.
They'll have two returners.
The guy? Do you think the guy from Colorado, the one that's pretty?
No, I think it'll be two running backs. I mean, Harb said, you know, running backs are best now for kick returns. I think it'll be Mitchell and Justice Hill.
Very, very true. And on punts, who do you think will be back there for punts?
We'll find that out after. We'll see how Wester does. I mean, if he drops a punt in the game, no, he won't be doing it.
Now the new rule is that if it goes in the end zone, they're at the 30, right? So you think more of them? They're going to short kick those balls now.
No, that's so, kick return. Kick return goes to the 30.
Yeah.
Kickoff goes to 35. So no, they'll
35. Wow.
Yeah. So definitely. No, they're going to want to return it.
Okay, that'll be good. And hopefully that the Ravens will have good special teams to be able to tackle these kickoff returners as well. So there's going to be a lot of emphasis on special teams, I'm sure, coming up very soon. So see what happens. Well, thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. All right, Rob. Thanks for the call. Have a great fourth. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
All right.
Vinny, congratulations to your son and your family.
Thank you.
A big achievement. I want to talk about the O's. You know, every year they always come up with some mantra. Like in 2022, they had chaos coming. And, you know, in the 80s, 90s, it was why not? I think this year should be 2025 Baltimore Orioles. We can't have nice things. I mean, that's not just for Leeds, but I mean, Trump going down is, I think that's a huge loss. You know, especially since Hanley's down and Adley's down, and now we're putting even more weight on Gary Sanchez, who I've said my piece on. But I mean, I'm starting to think that, you know, there's been the talks of Basayo coming up, and when Hanley went down, they immediately went to Basayo instead of thinking about Trump. But I think now it's almost forcing the hand. There's the other guy in AAA who isn't really hitting very much. So I don't know. I don't feel comfortable bringing Bisaccia up. I'd really like to see him get more games defensively. I think the bet is no question, but yeah, I'm just worried about defensively, because are you going to get him into a point where he can't defensively keep up with major league pitching, and then you basically have two Gary Sanchezes?
Well, I don't think he's that bad defensively. And we were talking about this yesterday, Ryan, with Steve Molesky, who has seen Bisaccia play multiple times down at Bowie, or now Chesapeake. And yeah, the starts are limited at AAA behind the dish, and he's playing a lot of first base. And I was there at Manzo's press conference Friday, and he was talking up Bisaccia as a guy that could be a high-level first baseman coming up at the next level. But Sanchez is an absolute liability behind the plate. And Bisaccia's got a plus arm, graded on a 70 on that 20 to 80 scale, which is really, really good. I mean, say what you will about Adley's declining defensive skills. Hard to believe we're doing it after less than 3 years in the majors. But he blocks balls as well as anyone. And he's a pitch framer. He doesn't throw all that great. But plays that Sanchez isn't making, Adley, Maverick, Hanley, and probably Trump are, I gotta say, or think, and Bisaccia can do that, right? Just keep the ball in front of you and, you know, make a play. Because they're running out of dudes, to your point. I mean, who's next? Because Maverick Hanley's eligible to come off the concussion list, but he's not ready to. And Adley's not coming back till after the All-Star break.
Right. I mean, and like you said, like with Adley, he's a pitch framer and he's a good blocker. And his arm, you know, his arm is good. It's not a top 10 catcher arm in the league. Well, maybe top 10, but he's not throwing guys out. But blocking and framing, it prevents guys from getting on. If you're stealing strikes, guess what they're doing? They're striking out. Sanchez, what kills me is he's not catching the ball, especially on some of those big plays. Yeah, you can say that play yesterday where he throws it, hits the guy's helmet, and that could have been on Mullins. But that throw was pretty much on the money from Holiday. And I think they had a shot to get him.
Yeah, Gunner let the ball. I'm not blaming Henderson. Let's not go there. But, you know, Gunner was the dude, and it went past him and hit the helmet, and then all hell broke loose after that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just, I think Bisaccia, I have heard, you know, I obviously haven't watched a lot of minor league ball, but from reading game updates and just scouting reports, it seems like he's going to be a plus-plus defender, even behind the dish as well, as long as also with first base. So I think he's definitely an upgrade from Sanchez. What I'm worried about is maybe stunting some of that growth if they bring him up to an increased level too quickly.
Ryan, I hear what you're saying. I appreciate the call. I said last week, August 1st, we'll see Bisaccia, because we'll know whether or not the Orioles are in any situation to compete, and Gary Sanchez could be gone. And then you have no choice but to bring up Bisaccia, because you need someone. You can't play 8 against 9. You need someone behind the plate. It's not an automatic catcher thing we used to have when we were kids playing up there at Patterson Park. We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today. Talk Ravens with him. 2 weeks away from rookies reporting to camp. Whip around Lem 15. And Peter Flaherty, Baseball America preview. The upcoming MLB draft. Jackson Holliday's in Baltimore. Might be going to the All-Star game. Where's Ethan going to wind up in a couple of weeks? Orioles are still weeks away from that. Orioles still a couple of weeks, like everybody else, from the All-Star break. Still 7 out of the wild card. And still a lot of teams in front of them in that pursuit. NBA free agency is insane. SGA got paid big time. Former Loyola Greyhound, he got himself a big hefty pay rate, and we'll get into that and more. And then you got the NHL free agent period rolling. I know there have been some couple of trades there. We'll talk about that coming up in a few minutes. But let's get out to the phones. Orioles win last night. Dramatic win. It was a win, then a loss, then a win, then another loss, then it became a win. Now you got DeGrom. Hey, Orioles can win tonight. Who knows? Maybe they're on to something. Brendan Young, though, what are we going to say? Fastball command. Yeah. Don't walk anybody. Let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. And welcome back, Vinny, Nolan. Amazing weekend, obviously, for you. Vinny's other guys have mentioned. But let me get right to it with you with some tough questions. And you guys know I love the Ravens talent. And I love, and I think it's a little overlooked, I love the leadership that Lamar has shown, how he stood up for Mark Andrews,
past couple of days, I mean, you couldn't ask for better leadership. He stood by his man. He spoke up. You couldn't ask. I mean, Lamar's such an amazing athlete, MVP, a number of times. So I think we look past that he's also doing some of the subtle things correctly as well. But my question for you, Vinny, with this team is Stanley, in his entire career, we're talking about 9 years, last year was the first year he played every game, and it happened to be in a contract year. So I wonder if it seems kind of natural that he would kind of fall back a little bit. And furthermore, Derrick Henry, over 600 touches, over 600 touches at Bama, 2,500 in the pros. Now he's 31. I know he looks superhuman, but they all, Peyton, Emmitt Smith, they all slow down. And my third question, and then I'll just hang up and listen to what you guys have to say, is Green. He had 17 and a half sacks last year at Marshall, though, right? Marshall. So he's a light guy. He might look really good in shoulder pads and a helmet. But do you really think he's going to have, a 5, 6, 7 sack season as a rookie?
Well, I think he's going to have a chance.
Thank you, PT.
He's the most natural rusher they got. He's got tremendous bend, and he's got some natural moves. So, I mean, he's going to have opportunity. We'll see. Would I be shocked I'd be more shocked if he didn't get 5 sacks or more. That's what I would be, because I think the kid's really talented. And with Derrick Henry, you talk about Emmitt Smith, people didn't take care of their body. I mean, he spends $250,000 on taking care of his body. They didn't do that kind of stuff then. And if you go out there and you see this dude, I mean, you wouldn't think that he's 30 or 31. He looks fast. He looks explosive. So I don't see it. But he'll fall off at some point. I don't think this year. And with Ronnie Stanley, thought Ronnie, it was the first time he'd been healthy in a long time. And I think Ronnie knows what it took to do that. Unless it's another freak thing, where somebody rolls into him or whatever, I think he stays healthy.
It's funny, and we love PT. He talks about the Orioles like they still have a chance to win the World Series. And you would think the Ravens are going to finish last in the AFC. A lot of concerns for the Ravens, but none, apparently, for the Birds of Baltimore. We'll come back. Speaking of the Ravens, Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Stick around for that. Whip around 11:15. A lot going on. World of Sports on a Monday. And then Peter Flaherty previewed the upcoming MLB draft. He's with Baseball America. And then a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. We'll dig more deeply into his trip to Nashville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.